And God gave me that opportunity. So they said, whatever you want to do, we will support you. We will give you the space to get it done. Thus, the Gospel Music Fest with the Bell was birthed. And we have been going strong for now 14 years. And our new date will be coming up, which is the first Sunday in July of 2024. So we're excited about that.
Awesome.
Some says,
I just want to praise you
forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be.
Jesus died on Calvary just to save you and me. He died to save the world from all their sins that we might live again. They hung him high and they scratched him wide. Not for me, for me. Oh, what a note to me in sacrifice that a man would lay down his life. He died on Calvary just to save you and me.
Good news on stage with Earl Bynum.
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, he is merciful. We will adore you. All of this is for you. That's my God. That's my shepherd, my protector. That's my King. That's my rock. That's my anchor.
Encouraging and uplifting on stage with Earl Bynum.
Now, how cool was it to have Dr. Bobby Jones as one of your hosts, MCs, doing your festivals? I mean, come on, that's...
He's a legend.
Yeah.
The Dr. Bobby Jones. And when I originally met him, which was at the second, it may have been the first, the second gospel artist retreat in Las Vegas that was held at the Mirage Hotel. It was such that moment when you have heard about people, you've seen people from afar, and there you are sitting beside Yolanda Adams and Vicky Winans, and you're looking at these people who have been in these spaces and have walked and who are now standing on their shoulders, because now we're standing on their shoulders, but to be in that space. And it was a situation that happened, it was around Christmas time, and one of the Christmas trees had fallen over. It wasn't a big tree, it was just a little tree, but it had fallen over. And I'm sitting there looking at what's happening. And I said, well, let me get up and just go ahead and fix that. And there were some other little quirks that were happening in that big space at the Mirage Hotel. So I fixed it. It was no big deal. Dr. Bobby said, and you are. And we introduced ourselves to each other. He thanked me for just stepping up to do something so small, but it affected the ambiance overall of where we are. And everyone else was just looking at that. After that happened, Dr. Bobby and I became friends. He pulled me in so many different areas. He has coached me, helped me, mentored me. He allowed me to become his publicist, and that went on for several years, and we continued to be friends. So when the invitation and the opportunity came to invite him, he said yes. I was elated. And when he came to Richmond, people were excited to see him. And if you know Dr. Bobby Jones, when he's in spaces like that, he is truly just in his element, and he really brought it when he came to Richmond, and everyone appreciated it.
Awesome. You know, rocking with the best is
on stage with Earl Bynum.
On stage, you be on stage, you be.
You're gonna be alright now. You're gonna be alright now. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright now. You're gonna be alright now. You're gonna be alright. You got it, you got it.
This is Dr. T, the Bible Farmer, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Red carpet treatment. You know, if you happen to catch one of those television award shows, you'll notice that stars show up by way of a red carpet. Wouldn't you agree that the God who runs the entire universe deserves a red carpet treatment? I'd say so. It's something the biblical character David realized. He writes in Psalm 24, 9 and 10, these words, "Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Today, recognize there's a King in our midst. Let's pray. Dear Lord, may we never lose sight or forget that you are the King, not of a red carpet, but of all eternity. This is Dr. T, the Bible Farmer, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yes.
Could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is
mine. He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did.
Doesn't matter
what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
Yeah. I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time: what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
You be on stage.
Better days. Just because your day didn't go your way, don't give up on God. Look for better days. Just because a day didn't go your way, don't give up on God. Look for better days. Help me say
better days.
or let life get you down. Don't give up on doubt. Look for better days. Don't you lose your smile or let life get you down. Don't give up on doubt. Look for better days. Help me stay.
You kept my friends.
You kept my mind.
You saved me again.
You saved me again.
sheltered me under your wings. No place I'd rather be.
Encouraging and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you're on Stage with Earl Bynum. We're talking with Chilla Bell, the Bell. Now, let's talk about the Bell Report. How did it come about?
The Bell Report was birthed following an accident with my cousin Kevin Saddlefield, who was on a motorcycle ride with his son. They were in Charlottesville. Something happened. He ended up being in an accident. He slid off of his motorcycle. A tree limb went in his eye. His mom, my aunt, called me up. She said, baby, she told me what was going on. Let the family know what's going on. I let the family know what was going on. We were just getting into the computers and internet at that time. So I was able to get emails from the family. I sent out an updated letter and information about what was going on with Kevin. Over 2 or 3 weeks, I was continuing the updates, but I realized it was to the Bell family, so I called it the Bell Report to our family. And I continued to include more information about how he was doing. He was starting to get better. And I said, hey, family, by the way, when Kevin gets a little bit better, here are some things that maybe we can do as a family. And I put some activities on the bottom of that list. And someone else says, hey, can you add this? Someone else says, can you add that? And we continued to grow it. And then I started adding a few little news snippets about what was going on, because Kevin really didn't have access to moving around like that, because at this point he was in Charlottesville. But what started to happen, more people outside of the Bellevue, outside of our family, started to find out what was going on, because I was now sharing information about other upcoming events. So what happened, my family said, hey, Bell, Sheila, this report is getting a little long. Take me off of this one, but just keep me up to date with what's going on with the family. So I split it. There was the Bell Report for our family. And then I started the Bell Report and sending it out to other people that I knew who would appreciate it. That started to grow. Someone sent me 500 emails out of state and said, hey, I'm hearing about some things that you're doing. Can you put our family on it? Can you put our friends on it? And then I had a gospel organization.
Look at somebody and say, and yes,
I still say. It's time for the CarPro.com Vehicle for Good sweepstakes to win a beautiful car. And this time out, we're aiming to help veterans with our Corvette for Vets giveaway. Every entry gets you a chance to win a 2024 Corvette Stingray Z51, and you know it's red. Veterans Freedom Retreat will benefit directly from this promotion, so you'll help veterans find healing and community. The winner of this car also gets $10,000 in cash. Enter as many times as you like until July 5th at helpavetwinacar.com. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over to enter. Open to U.S. residents, excluding New York. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends July 5th, 2024. For official rules, visit helpavetwinacar.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Hey, Al, why don't you pick up that guitar, play a little something for us? Hallelujah. You ever had any trouble in your life? Trouble comes to all of us. Jonah had some trouble. Got on the boat he wasn't supposed to be on. Trouble came. He had to get out. Come on, Bishop Brand Salmon.
From it overboard. From the overboard. From the overboard.
Where's your hiding place?
In the word of God. In the word of God. God's gonna hide me.
over the ocean.
What's it doing?
And it's morning.
It's always your soul's anchored in Jesus.
Encouraging and positive. On stage with Earl Bynum.
Put your hands on it. Yo. Put your hands on it. Yo. Somebody scream. The enemy must flee. When I call on his name, he step up in any situation. Yo, said he's my God, he's my Savior. Nothing is too hard for my God, yeah. Nothing is too hard for my God, yeah.
You should know
I've tried it on my own, put my faith in me, but the truth came to be, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And I'm sure you can tell, but I ain't been well. Away from your presence, feeling lost, getting desperate. I need you. Lord, I need you. Living on my own, and everything is going wrong. Didn't want to admit it, but now, Lord, I get it. I need you. Lord, I need you. And I want you to know, wherever you go, I follow you, Lord. You see me through, Lord, I need you.
No strings, do it my part, you can have all of me. Nothing will ever come between, Lord, I need you.
Encouraging and positive, on stage with Earl Bynum.
Time. Got your friends looking like, what he doing now?
Got God in your life,
everything just right.
Went from the bus stop, now you're pulling up nice.
My God, so amazing, could have left me for dead, but he saved me.
One time for the king, I'm just saying,
you are
encouraging, and positive. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Now let's talk about this book. The name of the book is...
Journey in the Journey.
Journey in the Journey. Let's talk about your book. Tell the people about it.
Journey in the Journey is about 5 years of my life. Being diagnosed with not only breast cancer, but in that space, you've got to figure out what to do. If it's not breast cancer, maybe something else. But when you are hit with a diagnosis from the doctor who tells you something that's not good, the first thing that I realized that I had to do was make a decision, was I going to fight or not fight? And sometimes people don't realize that they have to actually make a decision to fight or not fight because you're overwhelmed with the news that you received. So making that decision, how that I am going to fight, then how we're going to fight, we're determined to fight, and we've got to make sure that we take care of ourselves the best that we know how. My, I guess, would say advantage was I don't mind speaking up for myself or asking questions. So when I started and I got my original mammogram, which started this whole thing, they asked me where did I want the results sent. And I said, well, not in Richmond. Richmond, too many people know each other. Send it up to Charlottesville. And they sent the information up there. I followed up going to Charlottesville. I got a port put in 2 weeks after the port was put in. The port got infected. We had to get the port taken out after I was taken to the emergency room. And then they told me that I had a wound infection, a blood infection. I had Mercer, and I was going to be in the hospital for a while. We got through that. We got out. They put a port in my arm. I got four chemotherapy treatments through the port. And after the fourth treatment, I was ready for the final fifth one. But then the PICC line got infected. And after the PICC line got infected, we were not sure. I wasn't sure what was going to happen because I didn't want to get a port in. The PICC line had been infected. So what other way are you going to get the medication in? So they took the PICC line out, and I asked the doctor, can we figure out where we are with this treatment and what has been done thus far? And we figured out about 2.5 weeks later, after we had an MRI done, that the cancer was gone. And I thank God for that, because there was just a few other steps after that. They could not find cancer. About 2 months after that, they did remove the tumor that started out as 8 inches. It was shrunk down to less than the size of a quarter, and then I had radiation. But I'm really shortening up the story because that's what happened. But in between all that happened, the many lessons that I learned about when you go to the doctor's office, you have to talk to the doctor. You have to ask questions. You just can't accept whatever the doctor is telling you, because there are many other doctors, and they're good doctors, they're better doctors, they're best doctors, and they are doctors that really know what they're doing. So you have to ask questions. You have to make sure that what you're getting is what you need.
Hey, what's up, family? It's Joshua Rogers here, and you are tuned into On Stage with Earl Bynum. My brother, my bro, don't touch that dial.
Encouraging and positive. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
I know you've been broke, I know you've been suffering, gone through tough times, but you will live again. I know you've been home, praying and fasting, waiting to hear an answer from heaven, but you will rise again. Oh, this time, you're gonna be greater.
This time,
you will be stronger. He only tests you for a while. Now he's about to make you smile. It's gonna be better. This time, it's gonna be victory. Been rough and almost destroying you, but you will live again. Yeah. God didn't forget, here comes the shift, but you will rise again. This time, you're gonna...
Come on,
America's music,
America's soul food.
Time to rejoice.
brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I'll ever need to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for always.
Come on.
He saves the day. Woo. He will come through. He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No pain at all. Makes my heart beat. All I wanna do is make you proud of me.
That's why. Let's go.
How can it be? Every one of my secrets that you keep.
You cover me.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to see like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good for all.
Tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Not real superheroes.
No pain at all.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
And I promise you,
all I wanna do is make you proud of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody. Nobody but you.
I searched all over.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
Yes. And the church saying, come on.
Loving you over me.
Jesus loving you.
Will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means. That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't know that's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never.
No
love. A love like this
makes my heart beat
forever and a day.
All I wanna do is make you proud.
Let me say it again.
He saves the day. Whoa. He will come through.
It feels so good.
He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Yes.
No pain at all.
Hallelujah.
Makes my heart beat
for the rest of my life. Sing.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You're the savior.
Feel the spirit, even when you're on the go. Every time you hear it, you gotta know. You're now rocking with the best hits. On stage with her.
And when I was at UVA, I had one doctor. I was not quite on the same page. So even after the port became infected and I was in Richmond, I couldn't make my trip up to Charlottesville. So I did make that trip to the Richmond Hospital. And from there, the doctors that I ended up working with were giving me other alternatives versus what I was receiving from the original doctor. That allowed me to save both of my breasts. But in this book, The Journey talks about that. It talks about the details. It talks about how to take care of your mental space, what's around you. It talks about the foods that we need to eat. I have a chapter four, it talks about my questions about cancer. And when we think about cancer, we've been dealing with cancer how many years? We've been collecting millions and billions of dollars and we still don't have a cure? Is it because a lot of the situations when it comes to health situations is a moneymaker? It makes you really think about the situations that we are in. And I talk about that and I ask questions about that. And I also view doctors about that as well. And many of them are saying the same thing that I just said. And it's unfortunate, but you have to be in spaces where you ask questions. But even in that journey of cancer, God took me to another place that allowed me to have visions, where God showed up in so many amazing ways, where I walked out of the backyard one day and I started realizing when I would walk out the house, I would see butterflies, but the colors of the butterflies would always match the clothes that I was wearing. I'm like, wow. The miraculous healing that God gave me after I had the surgery, because everything was not originally balanced, if you will, but what God did in that space, I talk about in the book, The Journey. So if you're looking for something that will encourage you, uplift you, but someone who's also lived it, gone through it, and has a testimony behind it, The Journey is the book to read. It will inspire you. It's an easy page turner. And a couple of people have already read the book. They stayed up at night because it's a page turner. And it's not a gloom and doom book. But there's so many other lessons in that book that will encourage you.
Come on, Shabbat. Here we go. Come on, say, if you're only.
Yeah.
For our power in heaven and earth. Come on, everybody say! Don't underestimate. Trust the power, y'all. He'll bring you joy. Open doors. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together right here. Oh, you can. But he can. Tell us where you at. In the power of God. Come on, put your weight on it, y'all. I feel a key change right here. Come on. He can't. Trust the power of God. Y'all, we ain't done yet. Take it up again. Heal you. Yes, it will. If you trust that the power can deliver you, it can bring you out of your situation. The power of God can supersede everything that you're going through. That's it. Come on. Oh. Yeah.
on it, y'all.
Somebody,
how good you've been. Oh, 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 oh. You've been real good. Good in the morning, good in the evening. Ooh, you've been so good. Oh, to me.
Encouraging and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum. Encouraging and positive. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
You find me in my sin, but still call me friend. You're everywhere that I go. You meet me where I am, and through grace you show that you're the God of.
looks like. It doesn't matter what's going on. Why don't you lift your voice, lift your hands. Come on, stand to your feet. Give God praise. He's worthy of everything you have.
Sharing the good news on stage with Earl Bynum.
Awesome. Listen, can you tell our listening audience how they can get the book?
You can get the book by going to Amazon.com. It's the easiest way. That's Amazon.com. And just look up Journey in the Journey or Sheila Bell, Journey in the Journey. But if you type in Journey in the Journey anywhere on any outlet, it will take you directly to the book. Also, we have several numerous dates that's coming up where I will be doing book signings and I will be preaching the word, and there's several breakfasts that's going to be held after I preach so we can have the book signing. But you can always keep up with me and find out what I'm doing, where I'm going, how you can get your book outside of Amazon.com by following me on Instagram, Twitter at The Bell Report, T-H-E-B-E-L-L-E Report, The Bell Report. And we're going to work it out. Excited about so much that God is doing in me and in my life and what he's trusting me with. And real quick, I was just thinking about when I was originally diagnosed. I went to a pastor, a friend of mine, Victor Torres, and I was asking him after end of the service. He says, well, daughter, what is it that you want? I said, I'd love to have a miraculous healing right now because I can tell the world. And he says, well, I'm praying for you. Now, of course, that didn't happen. But what ended up happening, I went through this journey, and so much that I got out of the journey, so much that happened in the journey that happened to me, I wouldn't change a thing, because there was a journey inside of this journey that brought me closer to Christ.
Wow.
You know, rocking with the best is
on stage with Earl Bynum.
On stage you be, on stage you be.
You find me in. But still call me friend. You're everywhere that I go. You meet me where I am, and through grace you show that you're the God of.
Good day, Dr. T, the Bible Farmer, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Tweet this. To tweet is to broadcast a short message, either by way of a cell phone or your computer. Now, I admit, it's become rather popular. It's also become a way to get important information out and to do so quickly. Now, that said, I want to do an audio tweet. Check out this scripture passage. It's found in the book of Romans 6 and 23. Here's how it reads. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Today, be sure to tweet the message of God's gift to his creation, that is, life everlasting. Let's pray. Dear Lord, forgive us for our sins and bring us back into fellowship with you. Our hearts are open to repent, and that's worth tweeting. Dr. T, I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Sing. I've had to fight.
I've had to fight.
I've had some dark days.
Some
lonely nights.
And lonely nights.
But yet, Jesus, every day that I've had to fight,
I've had to fight.
It really seems like it's costing me my life.
It is costing,
cost me all of my
life.
Take it apart. Here we go. Yeah, yeah.
I've
won. I'm on.
I'll win.
Win.
Inside.
Oh. But God gives me strength. He gives me strength. Just can't pray. I'm in a fight. I'm in the fight. The fight of my life. Joy comes in the morning.
Everything will be alright.
Yes, sir. Fight of my life.
The fight of my life.
on stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be.
Okay.
Can't find nothing better. I need you.
Around my way, you always brighten up my day. I knew you were something I should hold on to. It don't matter what people say, they don't say the things you do for me. It's not up for question. I made my selection, and it's you, Lord.
Can't find nothing better. I need you
I'm so glad that he's alive. Sing. You have won it all. Say it, death could not hold you. Nothing could hold you down. No, God. Stretch out your hands, stretch out your hands, stretch them out.
Our God is risen.
He's alive.
He is alive.
He's alive. He's alive.
He
said he's alive. He's not dead. So grateful that he lives.
Encouraging and positive. On stage with Earl Bynum.
You heard it first from the one and only Sheila Bell. The entire story of her life. And the part is, she's such a professional. I didn't even have to ask her how to follow her. She told y'all.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes. I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code 2024 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code 2024.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to kingdomtelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit kingdomtelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine, making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
kept me.
You kept me.
I am so grateful.
I am so grateful.
I'm truly grateful.
Truly grateful.
That you.
That you.
You kept me.
You kept me.
Sometimes I close my eyes and think about it. I said, Lord, you.
encouraging, and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum. Encouraging and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Earl Bynum. And of course, you're on Stage with Earl Bynum. But it's that time that we must leave you. And in the words of Bishop Kim Walter Brown, I am not out of music, but we are out of time. He says, I'm not out of word, but I am out of time. But I say, I am not out of music, but I am out of time. So listen, I want you to join me same time, same place, wherever you're listening from whatever device you're listening on. Don't forget, join me every weekend for the one and only On Stage with Earl Bynum. Remember to email me at onstagewithearlbynum@gmail.com. Let me know what's going on in your city, what's going on in your life. Communicate with me. Don't forget to follow me at On Stage EB for Instagram. That's On Stage EB for Instagram. On Stage EB for Twitter. Also, personally, you can hit me up at Earl Bynum on Instagram, Earl Bynum on Twitter, Earl Bynum Music on Facebook. Why don't you go and like that page and follow that Earl Bynum Music YouTube page? You would want to communicate with me as I communicate with you. Let's stay in touch. Remember, you're on stage with Earl Bynum, and can't nobody beat you being you. So be the best you that you can be.
Oh, come on, clap your hands. Come on. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on.
Thank you. It's hard, yeah, it's hard to love sometimes, or to treat everyone the way they want to be treated, yeah. For God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, so that we might see how much He loved us. I wanna love. I wanna love like that. Yeah. I wanna love like you when you gave your Son for me. I wanna love like that. Oh, help me now. Sometimes I wonder, will I ever pass these tests when friends and family hurt my feelings so bad?